This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9. It's coming up to 40 minutes past 6 o'clock on Friday, the 22nd of June. I'm Melissa Idris with Kusu Chuang on the morning run today. That was Any Way You Want It by Journey. Let's move on to a comment that the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission chief made. That's piqued our interest this morning. Now, the MACC chief has warned civil servants to stop the bodeking culture in the public service. So if you don't know what bodek means, it's brown nosing. Apparently, Datuk Sri Muhammad Shukri Abdul says that this brown nosing culture, this bodek culture, is ruining the country. So he's reminded civil service director generals as well as head of departments to stop being yes men to ministers and deputy ministers.
You know, this morning when I was on the throne, yeah? For some reason, I always watch YouTube.
As you had an epiphany on the throne, as you always do.
That's how I always do in the morning. And for some reason, my YouTube feed fed me this video of Najib Swing.
Oh no, he was watching his phone on the throne. It's Najib, a terrible image to put in people's heads, John.
Radio is the theatre of the mind, darling. So Najib was addressing his ball. He was about to take a swing. I think the Tropicana or something, right? And he took the swing and it was terrible. So he's got a terrible swing. And
oh, you took offense to the swing. His golf swing.
No. I mean, you know, obviously he's driving the ball on a tee, right? And he completely shanked the ball, okay? And he's got a terrible swing. And then as soon as the ball left his club face, like rapturous applause from, and then the camera spans behind. He's got like 30, 40 people behind him going, yeah, great swing, blah, 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 clapping like the World Cup had just like been won by Malaysia, right? And I was like, what? Okay. Ridiculous. This is bodek culture at its worst, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So surrounding yourself with yes men,
people
who will tell you that you're doing a great job,
even
when you're not.
Yeah.
But Chuang, this bodek culture, this brown nosing culture isn't unique to Malaysia. It happens around the world and it happens at every stage of our lives.
It's a global phenomenon.
Well, it starts as a child, right? You realize which parent to bodek more because, you know, he or she's going to let you, like the mom or dad will let you stay up late or give you extra pocket money. Or, you know, let you do all the things that perhaps the bad cop parent won't let you do.
Yeah, but it's especially prevalent in Malaysia because we've got this fixation on titles and bosses and leaders and, you know...
It's
a patronage system. And what particularly galls me about this country is the fact that when you've got money or you've got a title of power, you've got this ability to get your police outriders and you go from place to place in your car and you've got 7 cars behind you. And you've got like 15 outriders and you just shunt everybody aside because they're just so much, you know, so many
their
flies.
Because their time is not as valuable
as
yours.
There's not as important as yours. And that particularly, so, you know, I've basically just blocked entire motorcades on that basis.
Well, so the problem is, how do we change this? I mean, now
it's
that
a cultural thing,
this,
you see.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So how do we change the idea of the bodek culture, right? So
we've got to talk more.
Do we reward people who dissent? I mean, clearly that's not part of our culture. Right? We don't reward people who criticize us or provide feedback that's contrary to what we want.
We've got to encourage discussion. We've got to encourage people to question everything. We've got to start from the family, from the household, from a very early age.
So let the kids talk back to you.
Let the kids talk back to you. If you know you're doing something wrong, well, point it out. Absolutely, it's a cultural thing.
Well, tell us what you think. How can we break this bodek culture? And I completely agree with the MCMC chief that it is ruining our country. But how can we break out of this mindset? We'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be looking at responses to the former Prime Minister's interview with Reuters. That's next, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.